A new American generation is getting hooked on an ancient craft. Knitting is undergoing a boom in popularity. Many new knitters are young women and men who see knitting as retro, radical, or campy. Others just find it relaxing. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
You hadn't heard? Knitting is mad cool.
Cast off 12! Pull to the last 12 stitches! Break off acrylic! Turn and rejoin! Then knit two, pull two to the last two stitches!
If the British rock group Chumbawamba doesn't convince you that knitting is in, talk to Jan Matter-Cavagnero. She thinks knitting is refreshingly primitive.
Taking these sticks and string, basically, not needing tons of, you know, electronical gadgets and implements.
Cavagnero publishes a website called craftygal.com. It's filled with tips for the younger knitting demographic. For example, circular needles are suggested for knitting at rock concerts.
Because you don't have to worry about losing a needle. It's all kind of attached. Whip it out, sitting at a table, you know, watching the band.
Knitting is portable, colorful, and inexpensive. That's just part of the appeal, according to Roxanne Seabright, who owns a San Francisco yarn store called Art Fibers. Seabright says there were two great spikes in business last year. After the dot-com bust and following September 11th, Art Fibers filled with people who suddenly had time on their hands and a lot on their minds.
They were ready for a break. They'd been under a lot of stress for quite a while. They were just going to chill out and regroup, and knitting was going to be part of that.
Art Fibers has tripled the number of beginning knitting classes it offers. This mirrors data from the Craft Yarn Council of America, which tracks national knitting trends. Seabright says the availability of beautiful yarns has helped capture the imagination of new knitters. Her store carries lacy ribbon yarn, slender cashmere tubes, extra soft yarn made of baby goat hair, and yarn crafted from the remnants of Nepalese saris. Seabright says her customers knit up outfits their great-grandmothers could hardly dream of.
Some very sexy tops, some beautiful sheer layers, combinations of textures, faux furs, metallics, leg warmers that are just outrageous.
Among a certain group of younger knitters, there is a bit of a political aspect to proudly brandishing the knitting needles.
Debbie Stoller is an avid knitter. She is also editor and publisher of Bust Magazine, which aims for a hip feminist readership. She says many young women find new meaning in arts once defined as woman's work. Stoller organized a knitting circle in Manhattan a few years ago. She calls it a stitch and bitch.
People are always interested in the bitch part, but actually, really, there's a lot more stitching than bitching. We meet in this cafe in the East Village, and the best seats there are in these couches that are right in the window. And it's really funny because you'll have like five or six people sitting there knitting, and people stop and look. Some of them look at us like we might as well be churning butter. This is such a weird thing for them to be seeing people do. Old ladies sometimes look and will give us the thumbs up.
She did it some funky way, and she loved purling.
27-year-old Robin Appleberry hosts her weekly Stitch and Bitch in her Washington, D.C. home. It's a ritual, she says, to put on music, cook dinner, and relax with kindred knitters.
You get together to do something that enables you then to talk, and it's therapeutic, and it's wonderful to watch something grow from your hands.
Four women in their 20s settle down with socks, scarves, and sweaters in varying stages of completion. Tanya Topoleski is one of the group's more experienced knitters.
Jen's working on a fabulous pair of socks that are two-toned. She's working on the cuff right now, the ankle part of the sock, and it's a lovely shade of cranberry with off-white striping, and she's just about to start working on the foot.
Appleberry says the knitting circle ties up the week's loose ends. Knitting becomes an act of integration, contemplation, and process in a culture obsessed with instant gratification and the quest for closure.
You know, it's just a different part of life and a different part of me, and I'm so thankful for a way to express that.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.